It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. Pressure is increasing on WikiLeaks, the website releasing U.S. diplomatic documents. Overnight, the site briefly became hard to find. When you type wikileaks.org, the address is routed through a host company, and that company cut off access, saying attacks by computer hackers were threatening its own operations. Within hours, WikiLeaks was back with a slightly different domain name, and the documents it has already released still reverberate. Many relate to the effort to contain Iran's nuclear program, which we'll talk about next. The disclosures come just as diplomats plan a new round of talks with Iran starting on Monday, and the messages offer clues to what President Obama's administration wanted to gain by talking with Iran. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Raza Marashi was working on Iran at the State Department until June, so nothing in the leaked cables came as news to him. But he says the documents do show that high-level Obama administration officials didn't believe diplomacy could succeed in scaling back Iran's nuclear ambitions.
Now, I understand the trepidation after 31 years of institutionalized enmity, but we have to ask ourselves, can U.S. policymakers give maximum effort to make diplomacy succeed if they admittedly never believed that their efforts could work? And what are the chances that Iran will now take diplomacy seriously since it knows the U.S. never really did?
The Obama administration came into office with an outstretched hand to Iran, but it also kept up the carrot-and-stick approach that the Bush administration put in place. The diplomatic cables reveal a lot of behind-the-scenes work on the stick side, building up tougher sanctions against Iran. Marashi calls this a now-what moment for U.S. policymakers.
The Obama administration has to choose between continuing its existing policy that has been unevenly applied, because the carrots for Iran aren't clear, or it can recalibrate its current policy to seriously consider the political, economic, security, and nuclear incentives sought by Iran that any diplomatic solution will inevitably have to address.
One of the president's top advisors on Iran, Dennis Ross, says the U.S. is going into talks next week in Geneva with a serious approach. When he spoke to the U.S. Institute of Peace, though, Ross talked only in general terms about what might be on offer from the U.S. and its partners, Russia, China, the European Union, U.K., Germany, and France.
Iran has a chance now to benefit tremendously when it comes to technology, to science, to economics, financial areas, politically. In all these ways, Iran can benefit and benefit tremendously, and I hope it takes the chance to do so, because if it does not, it will be squeezed further.
Ross brushed aside the WikiLeaks disclosures, saying U.S. partners wouldn't have gone along with tough sanctions had they not been convinced the U.S. was sincere in its outreach to Iran.
The president has believed that it was important to pursue the diplomacy, not as some kind of charade, but to pursue it to see if, in fact, we could change Iran's behavior. Changing Iran's behavior is an important objective. Doing it through good faith diplomacy has permitted us to mobilize the international community the way we had. If we were seen as not being for real, we would not have been able to do that.
A former State Department official, Suzanne Maloney, now with the Brookings Institution, echoed that view. She says it would be disingenuous to read the diplomatic cables and come away with the impression that the engagement policy was a ploy. She also doesn't think the fact that so many Arab leaders have been outed for calling for tougher U.S. actions against Iran will make much of a difference.
It's great fodder for gossips, for historians, but, you know, it really comes as no actual surprise. You know, these are countries that are spending billions, hundreds of billions of dollars on their defensive and other military capabilities. They have strong, very close relationships with the United States. The fact that they have been pushing the U.S. for more aggressive action only points to the extent to which the Gulf states in particular constantly look to Washington to solve their security dilemmas.
There could still be an upside to the leaks because, as U.S. officials say, the reports show how isolated Iran is as it enters this new round of talks. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.